You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
A lot of things look bad, but they're the birth. You know, birth is a potential death,
right,
for both mother and child. But the Bible says a woman has sorrow in childbirth, but rejoices because a child is born.
Right.
And so I think it's that way. I like Jordan Peterson, the well-known psychologist, psychiatrist, and so forth. He doesn't minimize suffering.
Yeah.
And he talks about how character and good and so forth can come out of it.
Yep.
And I think in the church too often, we've eliminated the cross and made it simply a motivational pattern of life. You'll be better off for being a Christian.
Right.
And we don't understand when somebody goes through real difficulty, if they're a Christian, they must have sinned. You know,
right.
And that's not true.
It's not true at all. No. In this life, you will go through difficulty.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
We like to leave the ugly part out. Now some people are cutting out the whole Old Testament because it's so gory.
Right.
But it's only a physical demonstration of the spiritual war that we're all in and always have been in.
Right, right.
And the spiritual wars kill far more people than anything that happened in the Old Testament.
Right.
But we're a group of people, we don't like the nasty things.
But the reality is that we'll find God in that, we're willing to go through the storms. I mean, you think about this, and I know we got to take a break, that you know, Paul is in chains in the bottom of a ship. He's the lowest common denominator on this ship, but yet he's the most powerful man on the ship, and he's the one that God's going to use to see that everybody on that ship survives. Storm hits the ship. God speaks to Paul and says, you're going to make it. I got future plans for you. He speaks boldly, and this is somebody they're going to want to kill as soon as they get on the shore. He says, if you stay with the boat, then everybody's going to make it. The boat splatters on the shore. They all make it, and all of a sudden, they're going to shoot Paul, right? And they decide not to shoot him. Go collect some firewood. Now, this is the man that just gave them the word to help them survive, and then they have him go collect firewood for him. And then in front of everybody, God lets him get bit by a snake. It's like, come on, can you help me out, God? I'm trying to survive here, and I got a snake by me, right? And so, you know, he was just used by God. They're thinking about shooting him next. And then he has him collect firewood, and then a snake comes out and bites him. And immediately they begin to go, I knew that ministry was bad. I knew that man was bad. He may have got a word right, but he's bad. That snake bite, he's going to die any moment now. Then he doesn't die, and they go, I knew he was good. I knew he was good. And then they take him to the leader, and he prays for the leader. And you can see how it's like, you know, if we don't see that reality, we get defeated the moment the storm comes. We get defeated when they put us in a time of bondage where we can't move. You know, we say, well, I can't hear from God now because they got me in the bottom of this situation. And then you finally got something going. I gave the word. They heard the prophecy. They listened to it. Here we are safe. And now a snake's bit me. I mean, how am I going to get through this thing, right? Instead of realizing that God's going to use, like you said, if it just, you know, God's going to use this if I just hold on through the storm, you know, and look on the other side of this thing.
If we don't cast away our confidence, Hebrews 10:35.
That's so good.
And
are destroyed. Those who throw away their confidence and are destroyed.
They lose their reward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's sometimes I remember digging through stuff. I'm looking for my confidence. You see my confidence? I was so confident last week. I don't know what happened, right? And that's just such an important thing. Your confidence, which is your clarity and what's going on, what you're doing, and your God, and God, you know, to be able to deliver you through. I just want to talk to you right now. Maybe that's you. I mean, you've been listening to our conversation, but you're thinking, you know, I want to know this God. I want to know this Jesus that they're talking about. That I didn't realize. I've been trying to mentally have gymnastics for God, trying to figure out how to find him. But the reality is I just need to accept him. You know, what I did when the Lord just called me, I just had this hunger for him all of a sudden, and I just responded to him. I was on a midnight patrol in law enforcement going down the road at about 2 o'clock in the morning, not midnight. And I got this hunger for God just came over me. There was no preachers around me. There was nobody around me. I just had this hunger for God. And I responded to that. I want to know more about God. Maybe that's you right now. You know what you can do? You can realize what we're talking about, this Jesus is for real. The God is for real. God gave his son because we're sinners, because we make all these mistakes, because we need forgiveness. And right now, you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You can join the family that we're talking about, being led by the Lord, the presence of God's Holy Spirit, with Father God as your Father, by just making a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. That's it. That's what we did. Listen, if you want to do that, I want you to pray with me right now. I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk to God. You can just repeat these words after me, but mean them in your heart. This is the beginning of something in your life. And let me tell you something. God will respond to you. He'll respond to you. Pray with me. Say, dear Jesus, thank you, Lord, for dying for my sins. Thank you, Lord, for taking my place. Lord, forgive me, Lord. I'm a sinner. I've done all these bad things, these dark things. I'm broken. Lord, forgive me. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Jesus, come live in my heart. I want to be in your family. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I pray this prayer in your name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'll tell you what, you made that prayer in faith, praying like I prayed, and it was kind of like I had. Guess what? You were moved into the family of God, but that's your first step. It's your first step. Listen, I want you to go to meetmyfather.org. We have some information there for you. We share about our testimonies, but also what to do next to get connected. Now that you begin to make that journey to God, realize now you got to get connected to his body, and you'll find people that love you and support you. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.